Vision 7 Radio Network welcomes Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes, heard every Monday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Using nearly 200 years of abundant and consistent afterlife evidence, quantum physics, consciousness research, and ancient writings, we seek to understand who and what we are, how reality works, the nature of God, and the meaning and purpose of our lives. Join Roberta weekly to better understand our one reality and gain insights into how we can make the most of the glorious eternal beings that we are.
Welcome to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Joyous conversations about what the afterlife evidence and modern science combine to tell us is true about our one reality. You have nothing to fear. You are eternal and you are perfectly loved. Knowing the truth changes everything. Now, here's Roberta.
Welcome to Seek Reality. I'm Roberta Grimes and I'm so happy you're with us today. My dear friends, last week our guest was someone who is a virtuoso in his field, Peter Wright. Peter is one of just 40 certified past life regression therapists in the whole United States. He's a genius, the very best. And this week, our guest is a similar leading light in a field that we would have to say is maybe even just a bit more exotic. Our guest today, all the way from Brazil, is the wonderful Sonia Rinaldi. She's the leading living expert in instrumental trance communication, which is the use of electronic means to communicate with people that we used to think were dead. There are two big things to be said about this field, just from the perspective of a researcher like me, who is, you know, 98 miles above, I really don't understand what's done, even though I have to say it's amazing. Two things, though, to keep in mind. First, instrumental trance communication has had a couple of very hopeful beginnings that didn't get very far. I recall it in the 80s and the 90s, and it was going to be amazing. But then again, earlier in this century was going to be amazing too. Do you remember the soul phone? Well, never has there been a more anticipated, more beloved field that shown more promise than instrumental trance communication repeatedly in its various forms. And I'm almost afraid to say it even this much because I don't want to jinx it now. It is such an amazing field, as you're going to find out. But the second thing we ought to say is that in this field, those who are running the show are not in bodies. They're never on this side of the veil, period. There are teams of dead scientists. They've been working for decades to try to overcome the very considerable problems that exist in trying to establish good and reliable and consistent communications between where they are and where we are. And their primary problem has always been in trying to find reliable partners here in bodies who are pure in heart, pure in motive, and willing to stick with them for the very long haul to act as what amounts to their lab assistants. Here, do this. Try that. Don't try to be the big shot. We have had one of their best chosen long-term partners as a Seek Reality guest a couple of times. Annabella Cardoso, she is a beautiful person. Annabella is one of this field's leading lights, and she'll be back with us for the third time in April. But the one who has been achieving the greatest results of late is the wonderful, the beautiful, the delightful Sonia Rinaldi of Brazil, and she is with us today. I've wanted to share Sonia with you forever. I first met her years ago, back when we were running afterlife conferences. And in person, Sonia Rinaldi is an absolute delight. But the whole point of her work is audio and visual. And you don't want to hear her just spend an hour talking about it. You want to experience it for yourself. So I really thought we'd have to wait to show you what she does until Seek Reality Online gets underway, which won't be long now. But a few weeks back, Craig Hogan and Sam, who was our terrific engineer, worked out a way to do clips. Remember, Craig was here with Seance clips, and they worked. And so then we all thought, you know, what the heck? And Sonia and Sam have been working together, and they think they've worked it out. So Sonia Rinaldi is our wonderful guest today. Sonia comes to us directly from Brazil. She's been in this amazing field for 35 years, working as a servant, literally as a servant, with the genuine experts, and some of them you would know by name. They're not in bodies now, and they're working very hard to get past the blocks to communication between the energy levels that still separates us, the energy levels where they are, the energy levels where we are. They're working hard. She is working hard. And she has been a pioneer in using computers to record trans contacts. We're using all kinds of devices, telephones, cell phones, even Zoom. We're using Zoom now. But she can Zoom with the experts. She is co-founder and research director of IPATI. I'm not sure how she pronounces it. But in English, it's the Institute of Advanced Research on Instrumental Transcommunication. Don't go there now, but I'll give you the website, and you've got to go there after you listen to this because it's amazing. She is the author of 17 paper books and 95 e-magazines about her research on instrumental transcommunication. Again, she's just the servant, and they tell her, show everybody what we're doing. Sonia is fluent in Portuguese, Spanish, Italian, and also English. Sonia, I'm thrilled to have you with us. Welcome.
Thank you, Roberta, for all this beautiful introduction. And it's a pleasure for me to be with you and your audience. I thank you for the opportunity of talking with you and your audience.
As you can see, Sonia speaks wonderful English, much, much better than I speak for Portuguese, that's for sure, or any of your other languages, my dear. But before we go on to explore, because they haven't met you yet, can you tell us a little bit about how you ever got started in this field? What got you going?
Yeah, in truth, I was very young, something with 18 or 20 years old, and I was raised in a nun's school, Catholic school, but I wasn't satisfied with the answers. It was missing something. And I was thinking by the time that it was important to, when you choose whatever the religion you choose, it's a philosophy of life that you perhaps follow forever. So it is important to make a good choice. It was my point of view, because I was thinking, imagine if you make an option for something, for one religion, and after some years you discover, oh my God, this is not true. I lost my time. So I was worried by this age, when I was about 20 years old, that I had to make a choice for a religion, of a philosophy of life, that I could trust that I wasn't wasting my time. And by this moment, I read in some articles that in Europe, people were recording voices from the deceased ones. And then I said, oh, this is what I'm looking for. If this is real, this is more concrete, this is more solid than the other things that I have been hearing. So I decided to start in this field because of this, because I wanted not to waste time with something that couldn't be real. And so here, after 35 years, I am speaking to you.
Wow. Wow. So one thing led to another. But it was an advantage that your language is Portuguese, right? Because that time stream was happening. And for some reason, Portuguese is a much easier language for the people doing this over there to use than has English been. Do you know why?
You mean from the other side to Earth?
Yes.
No, I think that it is not exactly like that. And it's not that Portuguese may be easier. It was because the transmission stations were not yet prepared to make the connections to us, to Earth, to different places, because what people doesn't imagine is that all the communication is not person to person. It is not a loved one that will talk to me. It is not a loved one that will send his image to me. There is a huge number of genius, inventors, engineers, physicists, all sort of hard science people working for these transmissions to happen. And they depend on having a specific device, which I obviously have no idea what it is because we don't have on Earth. But it is a device that makes the intermediation between them and our devices. So whenever we think of the communication, possibly people will think that the loved one is here at my side and you use my microphone. This is not correct. They are very far, perhaps in a very far place and sending and listen to us. So this is pure high technology.
Yes.
It is something absolutely sophisticated. And so that they make these transmissions in different languages, they had to have in each station, in each big station, not in the small ones that just assisted the local people, but in the huge stations, they have something like a Google translator of thoughts. So this machine makes the connection with our devices. So this machine would read the mind of the loved one and interpret what he's saying or what she's saying using his or her voice and insert it in real time. That is to even more complicated a thing. They work in real time. So it is a huge and sophisticated technology. And so they need in all stations, in different stages, to have these, let's say, these spiritual Google. And initially, the one for North Station was not ready yet. So that's why they were not speaking. And it was so curious because when I started the recording, for many years, I just could register replies in Portuguese. And it came to a moment in which Craig invited me to go to United States. Uh-huh. And then I said, oh, my God, what shall I do? I just have examples in Portuguese. And then for 2 or 3 months, every day, I was testing, oh, please say something, anything in English. Say hello, just hello, anything, nothing. Then I couldn't understand. I was saying, if you can speak in Portuguese, why can't you say hello in English? No. After a long time, when only after the North Station was inaugurated, English came fluently as we have now, because they are now equipped for making this transmission. So it's not the difference of language, as you thought initially. It was to be correctly equipped. And this only happens when there are people on Earth interested. So now people in the U.S. is very interested. So they are moving fast.
So is there a North America? Because I know Craig started one at one point, but he's working now with physical mediums instead. Is there a North American station? Are there people working with it now?
Yes. I think maybe it is one of the biggest ones in the world because usually the genius, the inventors of that region goes to work for that his own group. For instance, let's say Tesla. He is he is the coordinator for the OE stations, but he is mainly from North Station because he worked in US for long, and obviously North America has many more genius than any other place. So they are guys are working from the other side. Yes. Brazilian station poor is poor. They don't have Nobel Prizes there.
But there are a few, that's true. That's true.
No, but you know what? But recently, something like 6 months ago, it was inaugurated the Asian station. And oh my God, the guys are good. Because wait, imagine.
Where is that based? In what country is that based?
Asia. It is the Asian station will cover the loved ones from Thailand, for China, for Japan.
Really? Wow.
Yes. Yeah, because they need that that equipment that I told you that can speak that language, you know. And in the first recording that I made that is published in one of our magazines, when it was the inauguration of the Asian station, I made a Zoom experiment with a friend of mine from South Korea. And you have no idea. I was filming her, and in front of her materialized images. It was something that covered her face. So I said, oh my God, these guys from Asia are incredible, and they are very good in science.
That is so good to hear. Yeah. I mean, obviously, this is the people actually doing this work are strengthening their abilities, which is what they need to do in order to have there be a real breakthrough all over the world. They're working on it now. We may not even know. What we're seeing basically is the smoke from the fires that are going on among the people you work with. It's just very exciting then to see that happening.
Yeah, it is true. They are incredible.
What have you brought to show us? What would you like us to see or to hear? More to the point.
Yeah, well, I brought some audios that I can play for you. And I brought some. And I can explain what it says and what was the purpose, what was the case, and so on, if you want me to play.
First, tell people the story of the parents and the children, because I found that very touching. It was, I think, 2 or 3 years ago, wasn't it, that they announced to you that they wanted parents and children to be able to communicate first of all, which I thought was really touching.
Oh, yes. I think that one of our strongest point of our research and experiments is to assist mothers that lost their kids. And I brought some cases here. It is not in the same order that I put, but anyway, I can show you some contacts of people, of loved ones speaking, and mainly kids and sons and daughters. And this means something incredible, because the last audio recording that I made, I made for 3 mothers, and the 3 recognized the voice of the 2 sons and 1 girl. And, they were absolutely,
they couldn't believe. Yes.
This first case that I will play, it is, I was asking about one Nobel Prize named Denis Gabor. Denis Gabor, in the years 70s, he discovered the holography. He was American, and I asked if Denis Gabor was in the station working, because I obviously we are interested in receiving the trans images, the images from the other side in a 3D format, which is precisely we are just getting them right now. But I just asked before if Dennis Gabor was there, because it was my hope that he could, you know, bring this knowledge that he developed on Earth for helping the station to transmit in 3D. So in this audio that I will play, I ask straight to Dennis Gabor, Mr. Dennis Gabor, and then he replies, here, meaning that he was listening to me. And then I go on, I say, are you listening to me? And then he replies, I'm with you. Okay, let me play. Let's see if it is clear. I say, Mr. Dennis Gabor, and he says, here.
Mr. Dennis Gabor.
Yeah.
And then I say, are you listening to me?
Are you listening to me?
And then he says, I'm with you.
I am with you.
Okay, again.
Mr. Dennis Gabor.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me?
I am with you.
Okay.
Amazing. Wow. Yeah. All right, so who else do you have that can talk to us?
So these in the next example, I say in the same recording again, is Dennis Gabor there? And then a lovely one replies, looks forward, must see this, things must not remain as they were. So that is an important message, right? Because things will not remain as they used it to be.
Is Dennis Gabor there?
So I say, is Dennis Gabor there? And then he says, looks forward, must see this. Things must not remain as they were.
Looks forward, must see this. Things will not remain as they were.
Wow.
Looks forward, must see this. Things will not remain as they were.
Excellent all.
This is something that Roberta wanted to listen, I think, because it is from a little boy. In this case, I was asking this boy named Brandon. He died of cancer at the age of 11. And I asked first, will you return it to your mom? Because we heard he had told me previously that he would reincarnate, right? So I put this question to Brandon. Will you return it to your mother? So let's listen this part first.
Will you return to your mom?
And then he says, you know, the idea is to help.
The idea to help.
And then I put another question to him. I say, will you reincarnate to your mom? And then he says, will probably this year. So my question again.
Are you prepared to reincarnate now?
I asked if he was prepared to reincarnate. And his reply, will probably this year.
You're probably this year.
Okay, now the holy dialogue.
Will you return to your mom?
The idea to help.
Are you prepared to reincarnate now?
You're probably this year.
So, yeah, that's so comforting for...
Yeah.
Right.
Sonia, do you find that the children talk about going back for another lifetime while in this mother's lifetime, being born again as a baby to the same mother? Do you find them talking about that?
Yes. What he would say, the idea is that. That was the idea. He would return still in this life.
because that's something that we find actually happens, which I think is kind of exciting and fun to have. I know of cases where I've seen it happen, and it's kind of very comforting to think you really haven't lost the child. They're just going to be a little bit younger than they were in the previous lifetime, immediately previous. Very exciting.
Yeah. Let me show one more. In this other one, Lolis is a Mexican friend, and she lost the husband called Fernando, and also a son called Fernando too. So she says, Fernando, can you see me now? And then he replies, fine, in contact.
Can you see me now, Fernando?
Right, in contrast. Right, in contrast.
Once more. Fernando, her son, now speaks to his mother. He says, you have no idea what these will be, meaning the contacts in the future, right? So
he had no idea this would be.
It will be.
He had no idea this would be. He had no idea this would be.
They always make a reference that this communication in future will be something very important, so that they know they are just preparing things for the future.
Yeah, I think people have no idea how hard this is, because this is like, I can't even imagine. I'll try to come up with analogies of what this is like. It's like the one I've used is, it's like your Channel 5 newsman talking to your Channel 7 newsman without any electronics. That's really what they're trying to do, because in reality, they're inventing a way to do it using some mechanism, which, as you say, we don't know what it is. We can't even understand what it is. And that's what they're inventing now. And there are famous people doing it. I mean, one of the people on your team is Nikola Tesla, for example, someone told me. I just think this whole thing is beyond amazing.
Yeah, for sure. What people is not expecting is, for instance, that these geniuses like Tesla, Thomas Edison, and so many geniuses that worked in their lives for the benefit of mankind, what would they be doing now?
Right.
Obviously,
right.
They wanted to still do the same thing that they did. They yes. wanted to invent, right?
But this is much harder than what they were doing when they were here. Apparently, it's infinitely harder. And the fact that they're able to make sounds that remote, because nobody there has a material mouth. I mean, the fact that they're able to make sounds that sound to us like English, and they're able to make it across a dimension, dimensions of energy in some way that we can't even imagine, and make it repeatable using some mechanism that we cannot even envision. This is beyond incredible. And it's clearer and clearer and clearer, at least to my ear, over the last 20 years that I've been sort of loosely following this process. It's just amazing, Sonia. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's what I tell you. In truth, their technology is something that you sometimes I feel like putting my knees in the floor and say, oh my God, thank you. How can such high entities to waste the time with me, you know? Because, you know, they are absolutely genius, because it is precisely what you said, and persons doesn't perceive it. You grasp it. The topic. The problem is that they are not here. They don't have any connection. Whenever we see, for instance, an image, and we see now absolutely clear, and then you say, maybe you make reference to what you are used to see in your television, but here the television has all type of cables and connections and supplies, everything, and they don't have anything in our side. So
it is beyond
magic.
amazing. Yes, it is amazing. And the fact they, what you do is so important because they need to have people who will spend decades of their lives doing this work with them. You know, you have a history and you're willing to keep doing it. So there have been many people who have spent a lot of time, but then they've always given up. And once they give up, all of their experience is lost. And they have the people there, the Edisons, the Teslas, have to start over again with someone else and trust that person to stay with them. So thank you for what you do. It boggles my brain that you're willing to do it for so long.
No, in truth, Roberta, I think that it is not anything special from my part. The point is that some persons come for a specific job or a specific mission, and then obviously the person has the opportunity to give up if it is his or her desire. But obviously, some persons come with the instructions to do what I'm doing, for instance, because this belongs to a huge project. And this project is not ending with Sonia. You know, this project is for this new time that is coming for Earth, and for a new time that where all this communication will be day by day. So they need Sonia to do this, because they will go on, and in some decades, these will be absolutely, you know, every day, day by day.
Going to become normal. They tell us that. They tell us the breakthrough will happen. We don't know when. But if, in fact, there are the North American station and now there's an Asian station, this is all happening behind the scenes, then the day is approaching. Finitely, it's approaching. And we'll have you back in another, you know, 5 or 6 months to tell us where we are at that point so that we can sort of watch it happen. It's going to be exciting. And we will be doing it with Seek Reality Online, which will be a video as well as a much better audio platform. We'll be able to do it and people will be able to follow what you're doing. But I urge people, and this will be in the notes to this program, I urge people to go to ipati.org, because there you will be able to see what, you know, you can, it's great. You can see the person when they were young, see the person when they were old. Then you can see what the person looks like now, transmitted, you know, by this system. Apparently, the people working on this from, I don't like the term the other side, because it isn't so much sides as levels of energy. But the people that are not in bodies, the experts working with whatever machine it is or set of machines or process, have sent pictures to Sonia, which clearly are of the same person, only this is how he chooses to look now, from where he is now. It's just it's beyond boggling how this is going on. It's amazing. And,
yes.
And Sonia is on Patreon, and I will also put that in the notes to this program, so that you'll be able, if you'd like, to become a Patreon subscriber there. And then I get all kinds of stuff from her, which is really nice. I get to follow her magazine and stuff, which is very enjoyable. So that you can do that too. But I think that we're watching history being made in an amazing way, because and I think that, frankly, we're going to help to break through the barrier too. So many people are still reluctant to believe that there's an afterlife, which is laughable. There will be a January, and it won't be too many years from now, when people will still not believe that, you know, or be skeptical of the possibility that there might be an afterlife. The end of that same year will come, and everyone will say, I always knew there was an afterlife, because by the end of that year, everyone will have an app on their cell phone that will let them, and Sonia will have been a material part of making that app possible, because she worked with those who really made it happen. And it's exciting. And so we're so excited to watch this happen. Sonia, what do you want people to know? Do you have any other clips you really think we ought to hear, or any, what would you like people to know about all of this?
Yeah, you know, well, there are so many things that we can comment. For instance, let's say that recently, let's say something like from 1 year to now, things are developing absolutely incredibly. It is very, very accelerated. Each time that I record mainly images, it is something like, you know, something like, whoa, what is this? My God. So, yeah, I am the first one to be, you know, surprised. And it is going so fast. And this is just very recent. What happens is that in November last year, 1 year before, so it is 1 year and something now. And I was making one live, just like we are doing now. And then, imagine it, the sound was cut from my side and it was recorded in the other side. This happened 3 times in truth. And then a voice said, we got the authorization. And then he spoke, et cetera, et cetera. And then when I listened, so it was an interruption in a live conversation that was going here in Brazil. And then they informed me that they got authorization. And then I said, oh, I know. They got authorization to come, to get close. So it took some 40 years for them. They were waiting for the opportunity to come closer. And now they got the authorization. Now they can. So that is why things are so accelerated, because there is a reason, you know, something is going to change in our world, I think. And they wow. have to be prepared for all these new contacts, these new way of contacting. What they are doing with me is just testing and seeing what they can do. So I think that their worry is not to bring consolation to one or other person, but to test what they can do to show that life goes on. So it's something bigger, something for humanity, not for one individual mother, you know. Okay. So it is something that they got authorization. So I said, oh my God, this year it will be incredible.
Yes. But it's all coming together now. It is very exciting. As I say, that January, which is the last January when we don't know the truth, is coming up, and it will be followed by a December of joy when everybody knows you cannot deny any longer that human life is eternal. Yeah. And you're part of it, and I'm excited, excited for all of us that that's about to happen. Bless you, dear. Very exciting.
Yeah, but we have to note, Roberta, that obviously this is something very delicate. They cannot come tomorrow and in some way show to the world that life goes on. This would implode the world. This one wouldn't be something good, but it would be devastating for some religions. So they have to be very careful. Yes. They have to bring this as a help and not as a destruction. Imagine for those who believe that, you know, you die and you'll go to paradise or you'll go to hell or I don't know what. And then you discover that you are responsible for your life. Or everything that you do means something, and it is everything is carefully recorded by in your own self. So it is good news for some, but unexpected news for the majority. So
yes, yeah, maybe we have to bring it more gently to people. Maybe that's what we have to do.
Yes,
that's what we will do. We expect that Seek Reality Online will begin to be regularly available by the end of April. And maybe then we should have you back again to test how that works and do it with some pictures as well. Maybe we should do that. Because I want to have as many people as possible able to see what you've done. It's quite remarkable. And as I say, if you're listening and it's before then, do go to this. If you look in the notes, I don't know how to pronounce it, ipati.org, and go there and see some of what has been produced. It's quite remarkable, and it's being produced by names you have heard, Edison and Nikola Tesla and people like that, who are working very hard to bring the truth to the world. And we really owe them, and we owe Sonia Rinaldi tremendous gratitude for the work they're doing. So bless you, my dear, and I give you the biggest possible hug. Thank you very, very much.
My pleasure.
So everyone, we have begun to come to the end of our time here. I hardly know what to say. I'm kind of verklempt, as they said. Who was it who used to say that? I think that was someone on Saturday Night Live. I'm very joyous. It's exciting to be seeing all of these things happening now. It's an exciting time to be alive, because it's all happening so quickly, and we will have Sonia back soon. There's so many things happening now that we get to be a part of. But meanwhile, this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes, and I'm very happy you could be with us today. Never forget, you are a powerful, eternal being. You never began, you never will end. And when you really get what that means, it's going to change everything in your life for the better. Next week, we'll be talking with Jennifer Kaufman, who has a brand new full-length film and a fascinating story. She's on a mission to inspire seemingly impossible life-altering transformations in her clients and the world. And she believes that all of us, no matter where we are now, can rise above and thrive to live our best possible life. Please be sure to join us next week. And maybe you and I both we'll have a lot to hear about how we can change our lives. And this week, our guest, my wonderful friend, has been the amazing Sonia Rinaldi, who lives and works for all of humankind in sunny Brazil. Sonia is the leading electronic transcommunication specialist in the world. And actually, like all people who are electronic transcommunication specialists in bodies, she is a helper. She's helping those who really do the work and not in bodies. I have known her for a while. I've always respected and loved her work, and I actually thought it wasn't possible for her to do it and show us what she does. But now that I know it's possible, we'll have her back soon, because I think what she does is about to break forth in the world, and I frankly want to be right there. As soon as we have Seek Reality Online as a platform for her, we're going to ask her to be a regular guest. She's a friend of our wonderful friend, Craig Hogan, too, and he is going to be part of helping her to make the most of what she is able to do with all of us. So also remember him, because he has a platform, and I don't think enough people know about his platform. The Afterlife Research and Education Institute, AREI, is headed by Dr. R. Craig Hogan, and when you join it, you can be part of what he does to try to bring as much attention and support as possible to people like Sonia and like others who are helping the truth go come to all the world about all the wonderful things that we can do to support those who are helping people to understand the afterlife. We're going to be doing that with Seek Reality Online, and we're doing it as much as we possibly can. But meanwhile, Craig Hogan is doing his work too. He is still my primary teacher. So just go to afterlifeinstitute.org and join there as well. As you know, my own nonfiction books are Liberating Jesus, My Thomas, The Fun of Dying, The Fun of Staying in Touch, The Fun of Growing Forever, and The Fun of Living Together, and soon The Fun of Loving Jesus, Embracing the Christianity that Jesus Taught. All of my books are available as audiobooks, except the children's book, which is called The Fun of Meeting Jesus. And if you want to talk about anything at all, don't hesitate to contact me through the green contact block at robertagrimes.com. Just make sure you give me your correct email address. It's taking out like a week now for me to get to everybody, but I will get to you if you just make sure that I have your correct address. And now we've come to the end of our time. Meanwhile, this has been Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Please enjoy. Please make the most of this coming week in our one reality, knowing that you are a powerful, eternal being, and you, most of all, are infinitely loved.
You've been listening to Seek Reality with Roberta Grimes. Roberta blogs and answers questions at robertagrimes.com. Join us every week as we explore what the afterlife evidence and modern science combine to tell us is true about the one reality we all share. Knowing the truth changes everything.
Explore and expand your knowledge of transmediumship in all of its forms with renowned medium Tony Stockwell during his 5-day transmediumship workshop from October 16th to 21st. Tony will share his extraordinary wealth of knowledge about the fascinating world of altered states of consciousness. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for Transmediumship with Tony Stockwell at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.